Humboldt County's quest to reduce homelessness and provide more housing is taking a major step with ordinances that diversify and expand opportunities. New strategies for achieving those goals downscale and simplify residential development, making it far less costly. Draft ordinances that regulate tiny house village and emergency housing development were reviewed by the county's Planning Commission at its June 27th meeting. Megan Acevedo, lead planner on the new laws, highlighted the county general plan's calls for creation of tiny house villages and alternative lodge parks, a wide-ranging emergency housing category that includes tents and membrane structures. She explained each ordinance's aims.
And the tiny house village ordinance is, the intent of this is to encourage housing diversity and expand lower cost housing developments in Humboldt County. This would allow for tiny house villages, which include tiny homes and movable tiny homes. And this also allows for dependent unit villages, which would be more of a sleeping unit that may not include a kitchen and bathroom. The emergency housing village ordinance is to allow for housing developments that meet emergency housing building standards, and those are lower standards to the California requirements for permanent housing. And these developments are specifically to be used for persons experiencing homelessness.
Tiny houses are defined as detached, self-contained units that are no bigger than 400 square feet. Tiny house and dependent unit villages will be treated like multifamily housing and will be principally permitted or allowed by right in higher density residential and mixed use areas that have water and sewer service. They'll also be allowed in lower density residential and rural mixed use zones with discretionary permits that require public hearings. A public comment period had only a few speakers, but discussion among commissioners referred to previous public comment on affordability, density levels, and parking. A controversial mechanism for ensuring affordability was discussed in this exchange between Commissioner Jerome Curiazzi and Planning Director John Ford.
Is it possible to consider a required percentage of affordable? Is that possible at all, given the current county code?
That raises some interesting issues. That's called inclusionary housing. We don't really have an inclusionary housing requirement. Sometimes inclusionary housing is upheld, sometimes it's not. I'm going to look at county council and see if they want to add anything to that, but that's broaching on dangerous ground.
Expanding the types of commercial zones where tiny house complexes can be principally permitted was debated, with some commissioners concerned about displacement of commercial space. Commissioners agreed to include more commercial zones in the draft, but will discuss it further. Parking requirements also drew discussion, with Commissioner Sarah West saying she believes, quote, the less parking, the better, and Curiazzi vouching for setting a parking maximum rather than the minimum in the ordinance, which is one parking space per unit. But Commissioner Ivor Skavdal said short-shrifting parking could be highly impactful. And Commission Chair Thomas Mulder also warned against it.
There's a lot of developments, not like all over the state, when you travel around and they're like, oh, that's a great housing complex. Oh, you can't find parking for a quarter plus mile anywhere. So then, you know, especially when it's close to like business districts or anything like that, then all of a sudden you can't find parking to utilize the businesses in the area. So that would be my hesitation there. I understand not everyone has vehicles, but in some households, people have multiple vehicles, even in the lower income thresholds. You know, everyone's got to have two jobs and they work different ends of the county type thing.
The ordinance includes alternative policies with parking reduction allowances if a tiny house village is near public transit and or has one bike rack per unit. Commissioners directed planning staff to develop additional alternatives based on the discussions, which will continue at the commission's July 18th meeting. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.